Christopher Fox Graham on deck. Please welcome Logan Phillips.
This is what he dreams of in his coma. He can see her up there, standing on the very top of the hill, and her silhouette is flat against the exploding sun. The highway behind him holds his red car pulled over, its doors wide on hinges, its engine still running in cylinder circles. He stands at the bottom of the hill, and her body is so close to the sun. Her name takes up his entire chest just before he screams it, Annie! She shimmers, she sways, the sun singes his sound, and he turns in panic circles, but there is no one for miles. Come back to the car, let's keep driving, but there is no one for miles. He runs, and she is no closer, sweat and delirium, but she is no closer. She, most brilliant, Annie, the most severe flame, as she leans towards burning. Annie, no, please stop. Words do nothing. There is no shape to the sun and no shape to her shimmer as Annie bursts into flame. The bottoms of the clouds dirty from her rising black smoke. He turns back to the highway, but his red car is different now. It's torn and ripped, half stuck under a semi-truck. His windshield is spread across the pavement, the shards reflecting tiny skies. And so many of them, in fire trucks and black and white, surrounding the crushed car with its spinning lights. His throat starts a yell that begins and ends with the first letter of her name. And how beautiful the last rays of the sunlight look as they push up against the two white sheets being placed over the two rearranged bodies that look so familiar as they're pulled from the wreck. The bodies that look so familiar. And asleep in the hospital, he feels like an echo forever searching for his original sound.